As you may have heard earlier, President Donald Trump has said he's recommending a straight 50% tariff on goods from the European Union starting on June the 1st, which is only about a week away. In a post on Truth Social, he said the EU had been very difficult to deal with. For more, we're joined by our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, this kind of came out of the blue just before 1 o'clock. What's he been saying?
That's right, Rachel, just in the last hour. And this post on Truth Social begins with a typical rant against the EU, which we've heard a lot from Donald Trump. He said the European Union was formed for the primary purpose of taking advantage of the United States on trade and has been very difficult to deal with. He then goes on to list a list of grievances that we've heard before: trade barriers, VAT, corporate penalties, unfair and unjustified lawsuits against American companies. And then he comes to the punchline. He says our discussions with them are going nowhere. Therefore, I am recommending a straight 50% tariff on the European Union starting on the 1st of June. There is no tariff if the product is built or manufactured in the United States. Now, clearly, Donald Trump woke up this morning and tariffs were on his mind, because the post on social media just before that is about Apple, saying that he plans to impose a 25% tariff on Apple iPhones sold in the US unless they're made in the US.
It's early days, but has there been any response from the EU?
Not yet. Just in the last few minutes, the European Commission, a spokesperson, said they would not be commenting at this time. They will await a phone call between the EU chief trade negotiator, Maris Sefcovic, and his US counterpart, Jameson Greer. Now, that phone call is due to take place at around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Is there a sense out there, I suppose, that this comes completely out of the blue?
It does sound as though they're blindsided.
Absolutely. We do know that this morning, the Financial Times, interestingly, had been reporting that it looked like the talks weren't going particularly well. It had a report saying that Donald Trump's trade negotiators had been pushing the EU to make unilateral tariff reductions on US goods, saying that if they didn't get these concessions, the EU would not be able to avoid these 20% tariffs that Donald Trump has threatened. It also, that article from the Financial Times goes on to say that there was a sense in the US that an explanatory note shared by the EU as part of the trade negotiations had fallen short of US expectations. So as I say, a sense out there leaks to the media that perhaps things weren't going too well. Quick reminder, because it's been a bit of a tariff roller coaster, just to remind people where we are. Back in April, when Donald Trump announced his big tariff announcement, the EU was going to be hit with a 20% tariff. That was then halved to 10% and paused until July 8th to allow talks to take place. The European Union, in the background, in the meantime, announced what it would do in reciprocation. That would be 23 billion euro worth of US goods hit with tariffs and a potential further 95 billion, a big long list of products. But again, saying we will pause it until July to allow these negotiations to take place. What is Donald Trump doing today? We're really not sure at this stage. Is it a negotiating tactic? Is it something that he's going to change his mind on in 2 minutes' time and post something else on social media? Either way, we don't know just now. But what we do know is that the markets have crashed in the last few minutes based on this. And I'm sure there's some very, very nervous people in Brussels looking on.
Like you say, he's not a man who's hobbled by consistency. Brian, thank you very much for that. Brian O'Donovan there, our work and technology correspondent. More, no doubt, as the hours pass.